T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hurts gives it off to Sanders. To the five, in for the touchdown goes Miles Sanders, 10 yards out.
You gotta let the big dogs eat. It's a great run off the right side by Miles Sanders.
Mike, I said before that we'd find out about the Eagles' resilience. I think we have.
We're back, Marks and Reese, live at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philadelphia tonight. After we're finished at 6 o'clock, Brandon Graham Show right here at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Followed by the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Elliott Shore Park. Tonight's guest, the Kobe Dean, the rookie.
The Kobe.
Joins you guys coming up at 7 o'clock. The Phillies' magic number is down to 1 as they play tonight against the Astros.
Oh, the Fightins.
Oh, Jack's ready to put his stuffed animals and jump on top of them like it's a
pile. Are we popping bottles?
Jack?
100% popping bottles. The Padres popped bottles last night after a loss.
They
did.
Who cares? They should celebrate. No, there should be a mob on the mound, and they should, yes. 2007.
It's not after a loss, though.
You can't do that. 2007, after they clinched, I was in the Phillies clubhouse, and that was a lot of fun, and that was the first time in forever that they were in the playoffs. So it's absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
T-shirts. I'm going to get T-shirts.
T-shirts. Jack, are they on order? The 2022 wild card winning Phillies.
Wild card participating.
Let's get one more win before we celebrate too
That's
much.
True.
Or
That's
one
true.
Brewer loss.
Yes.
Twitter questions today, and Nick Sirianni's coming up at 2:45. Scheduled to come up at 2:45. It's day after press conference. And this is important, Ike. We want to know what's up with the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Jordan Mailata? I mean, that was a good win yesterday. That's a potential disaster depending on Slay and Mailata.
Yeah. Two pretty important players right there.
So Sirianni, I'm thinking or hoping, addresses that with greater detail than he's been able to coming up at 2:45 and everything else. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack Fritz, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL? That's the question that we ask people out there.
That's a big question. That's a big question. And we know the teams in the AFC are loaded. I don't think they're the best team in the NFL, but they might have the best roster in the NFL.
Well, why don't you think they're the best team in the NFL?
Because I still don't believe in the coach or quarterback to be that great. I think they're great. Like, I think they're good for this, but are they that level? You know what I mean? Like, are they ready to put this team in the Super Bowl? Like, I think they're good enough right now. Division and it's a championship game, but are they best in the league?
Neutral site. I'm trying to think. Because it's easy if you're playing here to play anybody or give them the advantage if you're playing in their building. I'm just thinking neutral site.
I think they're 1-point underdogs to the Chiefs.
To the Chiefs, yeah. The Bills.
1 or 2-point underdog. I don't think it's a pick 'em.
Right.
Not yet.
Only because their quarterbacks get the slight edge over Jalen. That's what it is. But if I'm looking at the teams, these teams, there isn't a team, at least right now, we can only go about the 4 games that we've watched and what's in our present day. From a man-to-man matchup, I take the Eagles with anybody. And here's why. There's a couple of reasons. The quarterback, if I'm assuming he's going to continue to play at the level in which he's played at this year, I'm okay with that. That's good enough to beat any of these guys. You know why? Because the defense is good enough to go up against any of these offenses. If you're telling me the Ravens can hold Buffalo to 20 points, Miami can hold Buffalo to 21, 19 points, why can't the Eagles? Why can't the Eagles with their defense? Like, we know how good Stephon Diggs is. I knew how good Justin Jefferson was, too, before Slay put the clamps on him. So all I'm saying is with the way that we're playing right now, healthy, I like our chances. Yes, I get a slight edge to those quarterbacks over Jalen. I don't have an argument there. I agree with that. But from an entire team standpoint, we got enough on offense to go with anybody.
No, and the Eagles are going in that game confident.
Yes.
Right? Like they're and again, it's four games in, but the defense has a certain swagger to it. They know. And then the offense is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Jalen leads these guys for being a young player. They really look to him. And the hit that he took, you were talking about it on the touchdown. There was helmet-to-helmet contact in that. He took a shot and just kind of barreled right in the end zone. And they know they can count on that from him.
Yeah. And it's nothing new to have a young quarterback sort of galvanize the locker room and become a leader. Pat Mahomes did it. Josh Allen did it,
yeah.
It ain't like these guys became starters when they were 27.
Well, Donovan, and we'll talk to Donovan at 4 o'clock today. Donovan did it.
So you can do it as a young player as long as your play backs it up. And that's what Jalen has going for him. So, man, it's I like what we got. I like where the team is at right now. I really do like where the team is at.
All right, let's start off with Ike Reese's number one ranked caller on the show, Chuck from Mount Airy.
Okay.
Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, yo, Johnny! Listen, yo, Ike, you look sharp yesterday, buddy. You look sharp yesterday.
Oh, thank you, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ooh! Hey, yeah!
Uh-oh.
Yeah! Now, listen, this team go against anybody, Jack Fritz. Pit him up against anybody. Bring the Chiefs on, the Bills on, anybody. I tell you why. Listen, this thing got real yesterday. And I'm excited for 4-0 because 4-0 is different from 3-0, 2-0, 1-0. 4-0 is legitimate. And I'm going to tell you, this team, man, church is in service. Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon.
Yeah, how about
man?
That a couple carries for Trey Sermon? Look good.
That's what I'm saying. That 1-2 punch with Miles Sanders and Trey Sermon sprinkling a little game well with Hurst doing what he's doing and that offensive line, you got yourself a recipe for a great running game which can travel with the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, this defense, I'm a little worried about the injuries and Mailata.
Yeah.
Now, all you people out there told my Brown should have made that tackle. Brown should have did what exactly what he did because if he got hurt trying to make a tackle on a meaningless play like that, then where would we have been? He would have been sitting all AJ Brown's down. But I'm glad he did what he did. He don't get
No, you're not. No, you're not, Chuck. No, you're not, Chuck. No, you're not. Tell me the last wide receiver that got injured by putting in a little effort to try to tackle a guy. Like, I'm not opening. Hang on a second. I didn't open the show bitching about AJ Brown, but let's keep it real. That looked pathetic, dude. Come on. You got to put in more effort than that.
My God, that's the reason why he's hurt right now. He's trying to tackle a guy when he shouldn't even been doing that. Some wild play. J.J. Brown gets paid to catch the football and do what he does and what he's been doing. I'm glad he's still on the team and not hurt. So all you people out there want to complain about something. This defense is top-notch. And I tell you right now, all you people out there, you better go place a bet on the Fluffy Eagles because we're going to the Super Bowl
this
year.
He's back in.
Chuck, you're officially back. Congratulations.
No. Listen. I never left.
Bill.
Why is he saying I'm back? And, Jack, you can do that little stupid drop balls all you want. Because I tell you one thing, right? I've always been a Fluffy Eagles fan.
I know.
I've had questions about
But Chuck. But no, Chuck, I've always – I have been too, but I also had doubts about the team and the quarterback, right? So, like,
Because you sit there – 1 week you're on, 1 week you're off, and you try to say me.
Similar
like,
to you.
I'm
what do you
not
mean?
Off the board at
you're
all.
More of a flip-flopper than me.
Hey, I don't know.
The influence. You're on the radio every day.
Right.
Influencing people to do different things.
All right.
I'm not following your lead no more. I'm following all these Fluffy Eagles are legitimate, and I'm happy to be a fan this year. And let me say something real quick about Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah.
Real quick. This team, this guy is a leader, right? And I don't give a damn about Wade from Chester. You ain't nobody. I ain't got to go through you to be happy for Jalen. This guy went through what happened yesterday was, like you said, he got hit in that end zone, and those guys followed that. Guy got heart, the guy's a leader, and the guy can play his ass off, and I'm happy he's a fluffy Eagle. That's it.
It's from the number one caller.
All right, Chuck.
There you go,
it.
Chuck.
There he is. Chuck's back. Don't say he's back, though, Ike. He never left.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good way to start.
That was awesome.
For sure.
Chuck's on board, fully on board.
All right, since he brought it up, A.J. Brown, if you saw the video on the pick six, like it was explained that he was maybe looking for the strip and what he didn't get that.
Who explained that?
I don't – nobody well, that's for sure.
Who explained that?
Just on the record, what did you think about the effort level on
A.J.? Come on, man, he pulled a Teddy Bridgewater, man. You remember when Slay ran past Bridgewater last year?
And he just was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Now, you could say they won and it's okay because they won and you'd rather have him healthy. We all would rather have him healthy. But this is Philadelphia now. Don't start ignoring effort and hustle when we say that's our DNA. So it doesn't mean A.J.'s a bad player and you need to start disliking A.J. Brown. It's saying that you acknowledge what you saw with your eyes, which is A.J. Brown could have made a better effort to make that tackle, flat out.
Yep. Well, I mean,
it doesn't mean he would have gotten injured.
But, like,
I saw D.K. Metcalf run 95 yards to tackle somebody from getting in the end zone.
Well, it ended up being 6 points, which is a pick six, which is pretty important. Where does he get more harm, trying to make a tackle – or when he has the ball and everybody's trying to tackle him? It's not like he's not at risk of getting injured on pretty much every play.
Sure,
that he's out
there. I know what you're saying. Yes,
it's not like,
he's
come
a
on,
receiver. We don't need to make excuses for him. And I'm sure the coaches, it's easier to make that correction and point that out when you win the football game.
Yeah.
You get in the meeting room, you think the fellas in there like, man, what is AJ doing, man? Like, bro, you could have caught him right there.
A lot of excuses out there.
Yeah,
but
I'm less
worried about it.
Listen, it's cool, man. But like I said, it's like the Teddy Bridgewater play last year when Slay ran right by him.
He didn't try.
Yeah, they got in the meeting room. Was like, Teddy, you could at least dove in front of him or something, trip him up or something.
Just showed like you cared one bit.
Now I will say I don't need my quarterbacks making tackles. Right. Now I will say that.
Well,
AJ's 220 pounds.
Because
isn't he swole Batman?
Yeah,
we could have used swole Batman.
Skinny
right there.
Batman, we don't want making that play. Swole Batman, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Corey, I'm glad we addressed that earlier.
We addressed
Corey
it. Yeah,
in
we're
Columbus,
good.
Ohio. Corey, go ahead. How are you?
What's up, Johnny Mark? I agree.
Corey?
What's up, Corey? Corey came by yesterday.
Yeah, I got the link up. Wait.
Met him yesterday.
Jack. Hi.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember you were coming in, Corey. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Matt, listen, I got a few points. So first thing, when the last time our defense was number one in sacks and turnovers? We number one in sacks and turnovers in the NFL right now.
One of Ike's teams, I'm sure.
that's crazy, right? The second thing is what I love right now about the team is that we're winning games and we're not even playing our best. Like games we not scoring in the second half. You know, we got games where, Jalen is not 100% playing, MVP level. Like, Jalen might be in the MVP race for, 15 rushing touchdowns and 12 passes.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. And the last point, what Jack said about – let's remember, I was the first person to say we was the best team in NFL, 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
here we go. Uh-oh. So everybody's going to claim when they said it first.
Remember I said – remember the whole – when I said – remember I was like – Who am I afraid I'm going to build? Stephon Diggs, we got Slay for him. Remember, I said that.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, this is one thing about Jalen Hurts, and people could disagree with. But when the game on the line, this is where your intangibles, where I'll be saying this means a lot. Patrick Mahomes, he won a Super Bowl. I get it. Josh Allen, he won a Super Bowl. I mean, he never wins away with the AFC Championship game. But Jalen Hurts, when the game on the line, something about him I just trust. Like, I've seen, Patrick Mahomes lose games for his team. I've seen, Josh Allen lose games for his team. Other than the Giants game last year, I never seen Jalen cost us a win when we need him. And that's why I put him up against anybody in the league. Tom Brady, Foles beat Tom Brady. Jalen can knock that dude off too. Brady ain't nothing, not no more. And we, I ain't gonna say the SB word yet, but we on the way. And we gonna knock off the Cardinals this week too. Go Birds, baby.
All right, Corey.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's certainly good enough. So that's for sure.
So A.J. Brown addressed this, the whole tackle thing.
Yes.
He tweeted it out. Yeah. He says, lack of effort, no, never. Bad decision, yes, LOL. He said, my thought process was to strip the ball and get it back because defensive guys don't know how to carry the ball, but I got blocked. I'll just tackle him the next time. LOL, forgive me.
He addressed it.
Yeah, it's all, yeah. I don't think anybody really is outraged by it. I think people want to be upset at people who brought it up. That's almost like saying, why are you bringing up Jalen's pick six yesterday? They won the game because he threw a pick six yesterday. That's why we're bringing it up.
Right.
Like, yeah, because he threw one. Yeah.
It's not the lead, and it's not saying, like, I don't care if it's they like, won. Damn it, he threw a pick
six.
AJ
Brown, yes. Yeah, so relax. Let's stop being so sensitive.
We're allowed to bring up the bad things that also happen
yes,
in the
it's
games.
Okay.
Overall, everybody bounced back.
Yes.
From it. AJ had a great day.
And he clearly says bad decision. Yes, that means he should have made a better effort for the tackle.
So that's where I heard the strip
thing.
It was actually AJ that
cuz he brought it up, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Which does make sense. Defensive players don't usually get to carry the ball.
And how many times have we seen where
first
down.
Yeah. Yeah, it just when the guy's running right by you, it just doesn't look good. On film.
The video was not yes. It was not flattering for A.J. Brown. People are above the Jalen Hurts train, Jack Fritz.
There you go.
Nobody more. The conductor of the Jalen Hurts train. And I believe on a day like this, does he get the theme music?
Oh, yeah.
Or...
Don't you worry. Okay. I'm gonna be around.
OG Wade from Chester joins us. OG Wade, how are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Boy. Ow. Yes. Hey, cut that audio. Cut that audio.
Ow.
Yes. Hey,
oh,
listen.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Let me address this pigeon one more time, okay? Hey, Chuck, you ain't no man. So you's a beta male. You don't know how to stand on your own. So stop acting like it's Wade from Chester that made you feel some type of way about a Jalen Hurts. We've been trying to tell you the brother can play. You the one that said he can't play in this league. So take your ass whooping like a man. You want to get on board? Get on board and shut your damn mouth. Don't come up here trying to justify what you got to say about the Duke. Leave it alone. Now, let me talk to this thing, man. How y'all doing today?
Great, man. We're doing great.
What's up, OG?
Victory Monday 4-0. Let's do it.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. This game against the Cardinals and the game against the Cowboys right after that, those are both wins. You know why I say that? We would have beat the Cardinals the last time we was there had we had cornerback. Because Jalen did. Remember, he fumbled that ball and then came back and went on and right the ship. We could have won that game. The Cowboys game, the same thing. Fletcher was out. We ain't had no corners. Man, it's going to be a whole nother day. I'm telling you. So we will win those next two games. Now, I also ride with my T-shirt. Don't eat the rat poison. One game at a time. So we can talk that. But for them guys, I need them guys to stay locked in where they at right now. And I'm telling you, Ike.
Yeah.
And you, Johnny boy.
Yes.
I think we can beat every team in the NFL. And the reason why I say that, it's not a homer thing. It's the fact that we can run the ball. Those other two, Kansas City and Buffalo, can't run the ball. So once you take that pass away, or if Pat Mahomes comes in, and I don't need them to have no off damn day, I think we can mano-a-mano, and we should slow that down. So we can run the ball. We can beat you in a multitude of facets of ways. That's why I say the Eagles is the best team in the NFL. Stop that, Mike.
All right, Wade. Appreciate it.
All right, OG.
Here's a household tip from my family to yours for the most reliable hot waters for your showers, laundry, and more. Choose a water heater that's built to be the best. Choose Bradford White because how you heat your water matters, and a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water that they need year after year, just like it has in my home. So ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American-owned, American-strong, Bradford White. Yeah, I mean, like, I saw, like, for the most part, it's been positive. The Eagles are 4-0. I don't know how you can, outside of getting inside the game and saying, like, all right, this happened, this wasn't good. The fact that they had some pretty significant injuries during the game, or at least from significant personnel, they were behind 14-0. And like you said, I felt the same way. It was like, well, it's going to be one of these days where mm-hmm. they fall behind early, they can't get going because of the weather, and yep. like everything just seems to go wrong. They didn't flinch, and I think Miles, they were using that word after the game. They didn't flinch at all. They got that first touchdown, mm-hmm. and then they rolled them from there. It was a really impressive win in a game that I've seen Eagles teams lose 100 times.
Yeah, I mean, what you're seeing is a team that believes they should and can win every game, so they're not going to lay down. And going down 14 early in this game, I guess I should not be surprised. But you just continue to learn about the makeup of this team. And they're showing you that they have a little grit and they do have some character to them. And it isn't just about getting up early on a bad team. I'm not going to all of a sudden flip and say the Jags aren't a good football team. I felt the Jags were a good football team coming in, you know, and they played in the same weather conditions that the Eagles played in. The Jags didn't take care of the football. The Eagles did.
Eagles,
and when I say that, I don't mean that the Jags just dropped the ball. You know, although Trevor Lawrence did do that twice, but there were some strip sacks in there as well where the Eagles caused those turnovers.
Hassan Reddick he's going after the ball.
Yes.
All right, so coming up next, Nick Sirianni, his day after press conference, Ike, but we're demanding he addresses the injuries. So
we're demanding?
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean he has to answer it, but we're hoping that Nick Sirianni talks about some significant injuries. It'd be good mm-hmm. to know. Everything else from yesterday's game, Nick Sirianni coming up right after this. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chiggies and Pete's, the best in-game experience, Chiggies and Pete's. Watch all the pro and college football action, Chiggies and Pete's. Go to ChiggiesandPete's.com. Nick Sirianni, then your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.